I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go then. Buckle up and hold on tight. We have it for you, the strawberry letter.
So many people in your head. Okay, subject. He must think I'm crazy. Hi, Stephen Shirley. I've been dating a 43-year-old man for the past 4 years. We've had trust issues in the past because he was being dishonest and it caused a strain on our relationship. I've been trying to let go of the past, but there's one issue that I am still not comfortable with. I have a problem with how he deals with his son's mother. His son is 17, and since I've been with him, he has had a good relationship with this woman, but I want to know how good is too good. He runs a business with her, he goes on family vacations with her and his son, and he allows her to post pictures of the three of them on her social media pages. Oh, and let me not forget that he has accidentally fallen asleep over her house at least 5 times since we've been dating. When I met her, she was very standoffish. I've told him several times that their relationship makes me uncomfortable. He tells me that I'm insecure and she's just like family. He swears there's nothing else going on. What do you think? Am I being insecure or should I be worried about this? It's very frustrating and I'm ready to just walk away from him since I seem to be in the way anyway. He must think I'm crazy. Please help figure this out. Well, I don't necessarily think he thinks you're crazy. That's not it. I just think, you know, he thinks he can get away with certain things. And you've been going through this for the past 4 years. I don't know why you've been going through this for the past 4 years. I mean, he's been lying to you, you said, among other things. That killed the trust between you and caused a strain on your relationship. And then, you know, when you bring up the fact that you're uncomfortable with his closeness with his ex-wife, he brushes you off and calls you insecure. He's not listening to you, nor does it seem that he is concerned about your feelings, okay? This isn't good, I don't think, from a man that you've been with for 4 years. I think you need to re-examine your relationship with him. Seems like he has a better relationship with his ex-wife than he does with you. I'm very glad, though, that he's present in his son's life. It's good that he gets along with his ex-wife for that reason, for the sake of his son. But, you know, he's being disrespectful to you, I think, sleeping over a house and all of that. That needs to stop. And until you really put your foot down and let him know how you really, really feel, talk to him straight up about it. I don't think this is going to stop. I just don't. He likes the way things are, and he just thinks you're insecure, brushes you off, and goes on about his business. What are you going to do? Steve?
Well, let's just get to it. You're uncomfortable with his relationship with his ex of the 17-year-old boy. Okay, and why are you uncomfortable? Because he go over there for the holidays. They're posting pictures of the three of them on social media. And to top all that off, he has accidentally fallen asleep at her house. Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
You accidentally fell asleep at her house. Mm-hmm. And you do it, and she's doing something else too. I'm looking for this in the letter. But let me see. How good it is. Runs a business with her. Goes on family vacations, allows her to post pictures of the three of them on social media. And he accidentally fell asleep. Well, first of all, look, I got being cool with your ex for the sake of the child.
Right.
But the boy's 17. You know, it's time to wind this down. There ain't but one more year of child support.
Right.
But the fact that you going over there, taking pictures and posting on social media, the woman is trying to say to everybody, look what we got. Mm-hmm. And he might be saying, hey, look what we got. But he over there falling asleep, though. As we lay, we forgot about tomorrow. As we lay,
bring it on home, boy.
Get your ass up.
Yep.
You got to get to the house. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he got to the house and wasn't no damn lip service from you is the shocker.
Right.
You're allowing this man to do what he want to do, and he's doing it. He's fallen asleep at her house at least 5 times since we've been dating. And he going over there to sleep. He ain't about to go no. How you fall asleep accidentally 5 times
right.
at her house?
For real.
He going over there to go to bed. He ain't falling asleep. He crawling in there.
With her.
He got house shoes over there every day. Then when you bring it up, it makes you uncomfortable. He says you insecure. And she's just like family. What? She's just like family. Yeah, husband and wives and children are families. So he just told you that they're a family. You're not. You don't have a child with this man. They have a child together, and he just told you, quit tripping, she just like family. Well, if you was married to a woman and y'all have had sex together and had kids, it's because y'all was a family. Now, he keep going over there. You know why? Because they still a family. The question is, why did you type this letter without reading it? Because if you read this letter that we just read and Shirley gave you all that good advice, and you still on this radio talking about, well, you stay tripping. What do you think? Am I being insecure? Or should I be worried about this? The man got another family and you okay with it. Then okay, fine. Be okay with it. It's very frustrating and I'm ready to just walk away from him since I seem to be in the way anyway. He must think I'm crazy. Please help me figure this out. You done said it. You need to leave. But you're not going to go nowhere. Mm-mm. Let's just tell the truth. You're going to stay.
Another 4 years of this?
Man, of nothingness. Mm-hmm. So now you have no chance of meeting Mr. Right because you're in a bad situation and you won't walk away from it. It's a lot of women in a spot like you in. But I'll be doggone if you're going to go over somebody's house 5 times and fall asleep.
All right, Steve. Come on, let's get to part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, he must think I'm crazy.
He must think I'm crazy. Shirley and me think you're crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everybody listening to this letter thinks you crazy. You've been with a man 4 years who has a crazy relationship with his ex-wife because they got a 17-year-old son. Okay, he's being a great father. They go on family vacations together. Mm-hmm. They post pictures on the internet together. And he falls asleep over at her house 5 times accidentally.
What?
How do you go on a family vacation and you ain't a family? Mm. Most people that go on family vacation because they're a family. But he done told you they're a family. When you got mad at him, he told you he was insecure, you tripping, she like family to me. Mm-hmm. Exactly. In the words of Judge Tolar's grandmother taught her something I thought was the best advice. Her grandmother told her, don't ever let a man have to tell you twice he don't want you. Mm. And he don't care if you see it. Because you know why? Because you're insecure and you're tripping. Lady.
Get out.
You are. Insecure. Can I tell her, Shirley? Can I just tell her the truth?
Okay, yes. We love the
truth. The lady that wrote this letter, mm-hmm. you are officially the other woman.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just help you understand that?
You the deuce.
You are the other woman.
Yeah.
For four okay? years.
Yeah.
Yeah. You I are the other woman. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Just as long as you know that's what you are. Because he don't take you on family vacation with the boy. Mm-mm. There ain't a whole lot of pictures of y'all posted on social media. Has he fell asleep at your house 5 times? Accidentally. Mm. Okay, let's just deal with the accidentally falling asleep part. When he come to your house and go to sleep, do it seem like it's on purpose to you? Yes, it does. So why every time he go over her house, he accidentally fall asleep?
Right.
This grown-ass man know what he doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what he doing, too.
As we lay.
The hell you done fell asleep at? As we lay. Let me let y'all hear what happens when you really actually,
please,
accidentally fall asleep. Shirley Murdoch wrote a song about it. It's my most number one hated song.
We love Shirley Murdoch.
Because this has happened to me.
Yes.
Turn it up, kid. Been in your bed. You just gonna leave me over here.
Sunlight shines across your sleeping.
Oh, hell yes. Yeah, we always go to sleep when we
think. A new day.
A new day. Ain't supposed to be no day. This still supposed to be last night. We supposed to be to go on our separate ways. I'm up snoring.
What a lovely night.
It's been hard.
We's just supposed to have a lovely few hours for the whole night. You got some love too, didn't you?
We forgot about all the pain we caused.
I forgot, but you knew I was late. Snoring, you can't sleep when I'm snoring like that. Leg hanging all up on the floor.
Tomorrow as we lay.
Price we had to pay. Now I'm up in this daylight. I can't find my drawers. They down. My shoe in the kitchen.
Wow.
I don't know where my tie is. Jacket turned inside out. I'm trying to get to this car. What is you singing about my wife for? I knew I had a wife when you met me. You don't want to hurt her. What you think this finna do? She finna understand. You damn right she finna understand. You know it's crazy how far I'm married to. You know, Shirley, you wrong. I can't stand that bell right there. As we slept, Dean, what is the bell going off for now? That was the bell at 1:30. You forgot about your funky ass. You know I'm supposed to count it up the cost. You ain't got to deal with the cost. I'm the only one got to drive over here and explain it to this nutty helper. Like Tommy said, 800 missed phone calls on my phone. 79 texts. All of them from her.
You better be dead.
Ooh, I'm driving home trying to think of what I'm finna say.
What you gonna say?
I done bust my mouth on the steering wheel. I'm thinking.
You're crazy, Steve. Good answer.
Classic
good answer.
Baby.
That's what happens when you accidentally fall asleep in somebody's house.
That's the real right there. All right, Steve, we got to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. And today, don't forget, at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, join me for the Strawberry Letter live after show on Facebook.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.